ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება, პირველი ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება, პირველი ვარიანტი. იმ შემთხვევაში, თუ ჩანაწერი ცუდად ისმის, გთხოვთ ახლავე აცნობოთ მეთვალყურეს. თქვენ მონიტორზე დაინახავთ მოსმენის დავალების შეკითხვებს. გთხოვთ მოუსმინოთ აუდიო ჩანაწერს და ისე შეასრულოთ დავალება.
Task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer, A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the task. You will hear the recording twice. Text 1. My name is Sandro Tavadze. I come from Kutaisi, which is in the west part of Georgia. I am 20 years old. I finished school 2 years ago. Now I live in Tbilisi. I'm studying at Tbilisi Medical University. I like the professors there and really enjoy their classes. I want to become a pediatrician, which means children's doctor. My father is an actor. He works in a theater. My mother is an English teacher. She works at school number 3 in Kutaisi, and my elder sister is an economist. She works in a bank. In my free time, I work at one of the bookshops in the central part of Tbilisi. I'm a consultant there. I work only at the weekends, so I don't miss my university classes. I enjoy my life in Tbilisi a lot. My name is Sandro Tavadze. I come from Kutaisi, which is in the west part of Georgia. I am 20 years old. I finished school 2 years ago. Now I live in Tbilisi. I'm studying at Tbilisi Medical University. I like the professors there and really enjoy their classes. I want to become a pediatrician, which means children's doctor. My father is an actor. He works in a theater. My mother is an English teacher. She works at school number 3 in Kutaisi, and my elder sister is an economist. She works in a bank. In my free time, I work at one of the bookshops in the central part of Tbilisi. I'm a consultant there. I work only at the weekends, so I don't miss my university classes. I enjoy my life in Tbilisi a lot. Text 2.
Agatha Christie is one of the world's top-selling authors. She is often called the Queen of Crime. But Christie was not a thief or a murderer and never even worked as a detective. She was given this name because she wrote some of the most popular detective novels and stories, such as, for example, Murder on the Orient Express. Agatha Christie wrote her first short story when she was 18. Her first novel was published in 1920 when she was 30. The story focused on the murder of a rich young woman and introduced readers to one of Christie's most famous characters, Belgian detective Hercule Poirot. Soon after, in 1926, Agatha Christie's novel, The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, was published. This was the book that made her famous. Agatha Christie remains the most translated author. Her works have been translated into more than 100 languages. Agatha Christie is one of the world's top-selling authors. She is often called the Queen of Crime. But Christie was not a thief or a murderer and never even worked as a detective. She was given this name because she wrote some of the most popular detective novels and stories, such as, for example, Murder on the Orient Express. Agatha Christie wrote her first short story when she was 18. Her first novel was published in 1920 when she was 30. The story focused on the murder of a rich young woman and introduced readers to one of Christie's most famous characters, Belgian detective Hercule Poirot. Soon after, in 1926, Agatha Christie's novel, The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, was published. This was the book that made her famous. Agatha Christie remains the most translated author. Her works have been translated into more than 100 languages.
Text 3. The Cannes Film Festival is an annual film festival held in Cannes, France. Like the Berlin International Film Festival, the Cannes Festival has become a very popular event for cinema lovers. The festival shows new films of all genres, including documentaries, and attracts hundreds of film producers from all over the world. The most important part of the Cannes Film Festival is an award-giving ceremony when winners for different nominations are announced. The most prestigious award given out at Cannes is the Golden Palm for the Best Feature Film. In 2019, the film named Parasite, directed by a South Korean film director, was awarded the Golden Palm. The award for the best short film went to the film The Distance Between the Sky and Us, directed by a Greek, and the best actor award went to a Spanish star, Antonio Banderas. The Cannes Film Festival is an annual film festival held in Cannes, France. Like the Berlin International Film Festival, the Cannes Festival has become a very popular event for cinema lovers. The festival shows new films of all genres, including documentaries, and attracts hundreds of film producers from all over the world. The most important part of the Cannes Film Festival is an award-giving ceremony when winners for different nominations are announced. The most prestigious award given out at Cannes is the Golden Palm for the Best Feature Film. In 2019, the film named Parasite, directed by a South Korean film director, was awarded the Golden Palm. The award for the best short film went to the film The Distance Between the Sky and Us, directed by a Greek, and the best actor award went to a Spanish star, Antonio Banderas. Text 4.
London is one of the few cities in the world which has 4 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. One of them is the Palace of Westminster, together with Westminster Abbey. The Palace of Westminster was originally the site of a royal palace and the most important London residence of English monarchs from the 11th century until 1512, when a fire destroyed much of the complex. Today, the Palace of Westminster is more commonly called the Houses of Parliament, as it is home to the British Parliament. Its well-known clock tower, known as Big Ben, makes the Palace of Westminster one of the most popular tourist attractions in London. With a rich history of royal coronations, burials, and weddings, Westminster Abbey is one of the most recognizable churches in the world. People worldwide watched the wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge held at Westminster Abbey in 2011. London is one of the few cities in the world which has 4 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. One of them is the Palace of Westminster, together with Westminster Abbey. The Palace of Westminster was originally the site of a royal palace and the most important London residence of English monarchs from the 11th century until 1512, when a fire destroyed much of the complex. Today, the Palace of Westminster is more commonly called the Houses of Parliament, as it is home to the British Parliament. Its well-known clock tower, known as Big Ben, makes the Palace of Westminster one of the most popular tourist attractions in London. With a rich history of royal coronations, burials, and weddings, Westminster Abbey is one of the most recognizable churches in the world. People worldwide watched the wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge held at Westminster Abbey in 2011.
Text 5. From the 8th to the 11th century, the Vikings, also known as the Northern Warriors, managed to spread across Europe and further. Their skillfully made wooden boats allowed them to travel greater distances on the sea. Vikings managed to reach the shores of Georgia, too. In the first half of the 11th century, there was an armed conflict between King Bagrat IV and Liparit Bagvashi, a powerful duke of Gldekari. Both sides used foreign forces against each other. Liparit Bagvashi was supported by the Byzantine army, while King Bagrat IV hired the Vikings. The king invited 3,000 Vikings, but only 1,000 Swedish Vikings participated in the final battle, known as Sasareti Battle, in 1042. The king was expecting additional forces from Mesheti, but the Vikings, confident in their power, didn't wait for them and attacked the enemy's army. This was a mistake, because the Vikings lost the battle. This was the first and last time Vikings came to Georgia. From the 8th to the 11th century, the Vikings, also known as the Northern Warriors, managed to spread across Europe and further. Their skillfully made wooden boats allowed them to travel greater distances on the sea. Vikings managed to reach the shores of Georgia, too. In the first half of the 11th century, there was an armed conflict between King Bagrat IV and Liparit Bagvashi, a powerful duke of Gldekari. Both sides used foreign forces against each other. Liparit Bagvashi was supported by the Byzantine army, while King Bagrat IV hired the Vikings. The king invited 3,000 Vikings, but only 1,000 Swedish Vikings participated in the final battle, known as Sasereti Battle, in 1042. The king was expecting additional forces from Mesheti, but the Vikings, confident in their power, didn't wait for them and attacked the enemy's army. This was a mistake, because the Vikings lost the battle. This was the first and last time Vikings came to Georgia. Task 2. You're going to listen to one text with 8 questions. Mark the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice. Good morning, adventurous visitors. Welcome to the New York City Tour. I'm your guide, and my name is Steve. I was born in Austria, and I immigrated here in 2001, but I consider myself a true New Yorker. I love this magic city. During today's walking tour, I'll tell you some exciting facts connected to Times Square and Broadway, my favorite places in New York. The tour to Central Park is planned for tomorrow, so you can join me then as well. We are at Times Square now, which is one of the world's most crowded tourist attractions, with about 50 million visitors annually. Broadway and 7th Avenue meet here, at Times Square. For this, and for many other reasons, this place is often called the heart of the world. Approximately 330,000 people pass through Times Square daily. The Broadway Theater District, a major world center for the entertainment industry, starts here at Times Square. We're now moving towards the street called Broadway, which is famous for its theaters and fantastic shows. There are currently 41 Broadway theaters in New York. It may surprise you that the term Broadway theater is generally used for only those theaters which have at least 500 seats. Smaller theaters, with seating 100 to 500, are called off-Broadway theaters, and very small ones, with less than 100 seats, are called off-off-Broadway theaters. As you see, a theater may be located on Broadway, but it may be called off-Broadway theater. The smallest of the Broadway theaters is the 597-seat Hayes Theater, while the biggest is the 1,933-seat Gershwin Theater. It may also surprise you that while Broadway theaters are usually considered to be on Broadway, only 3 active Broadway theaters are physically on Broadway. Others are located on neighboring streets. Now this way, please. I want to show you my favorite Broadway theater. It is the Lyceum Theater, built in 1903 by a theater producer, Daniel Frohman, especially for his wife, who was a well-known actress then. The funny history behind the Lyceum Theater, which actually makes it my favorite, is that this theater producer had an apartment at the top floor of the theater, and he had a window in it from which he could watch his wife performing down on stage. Funny, isn't it? You probably know that most Broadway shows are musical shows. Musicals have played a huge role in making our city the cultural capital of the world. For the 2019-2020 season, before COVID-19, more than 14 million people saw Broadway musical shows, and the total amount of income from those shows was $2 billion US dollars. Do you know which Broadway musical has been the most popular and also most successful commercially? It's The Lion King, Broadway's third longest-running show in history. This musical is based on Walt Disney Studios' film of the same name, and the music is by Elton John, a well-known British singer and composer. Over 100 million people have seen The Lion King. This musical has earned more than $1 billion, the highest amount any Broadway show has ever earned. I love this show. Have seen it 5 times. The tickets are not easy to get, but you can try. The ticket booths are just across the street on Times Square. Good morning, adventurous visitors. Welcome to the New York City tour. I'm your guide, and my name is Steve. I was born in Austria, and I immigrated here in 2001, but I consider myself a true New Yorker. I love this magic city. During today's walking tour, I'll tell you some exciting facts connected to Times Square and Broadway, my favorite places in New York. The tour to Central Park is planned for tomorrow, so you can join me then as well. We are at Times Square now, which is one of the world's most crowded tourist attractions, with about 50 million visitors annually. Broadway and 7th Avenue meet here, at Times Square. For this and for many other reasons, this place is often called the heart of the world. Approximately 330,000 people pass through Times Square daily. The Broadway Theater District, a major world center for the entertainment industry, starts here at Times Square. We're now moving towards the street called Broadway, which is famous for its theaters and fantastic shows. There are currently 41 Broadway theaters in New York. It may surprise you that the term Broadway theater is generally used for only those theaters which have at least 500 seats. Smaller theaters, with seating 100 to 500, are called off-Broadway theaters, and very small ones, with less than 100 seats, are called off-off-Broadway theaters. As you see, a theater may be located on Broadway, but it may be called off-Broadway theater. The smallest of the Broadway theaters is the 597-seat Hayes Theater, while the biggest is the 1,933-seat Gershwin Theater. It may also surprise you that while Broadway theaters are usually considered to be on Broadway, only 3 active Broadway theaters are physically on Broadway. Others are located on neighboring streets. Now this way, please. I want to show you my favorite Broadway theater. It is the Lyceum Theater, built in 1903 by a theater producer, Daniel Frohman, especially for his wife, who was a well-known actress then. The funny history behind the Lyceum Theater, which actually makes it my favorite, is that this theater producer had an apartment at the top floor of the theater, and he had a window in it from which he could watch his wife performing down on stage. Funny, isn't it? You probably know that most Broadway shows are musical shows. Musicals have played a huge role in making our city the cultural capital of the world. For the 2019-2020 season, before COVID-19, more than 14 million people saw Broadway musical shows, and the total amount of income from those shows was $2 billion. Do you know which Broadway musical has been the most popular and also most successful commercially? It's The Lion King, Broadway's third longest-running show in history. This musical is based on Walt Disney Studios' film of the same name, and the music is by Elton John, a well-known British singer and composer. Over 100 million people have seen The Lion King. This musical has earned more than $1 billion, the highest amount any Broadway show has ever earned. I love this show. Have seen it 5 times. The tickets are not easy to get, but you can try. The ticket booths are just across the street on Times Square.
This is the end of the listening part.
Მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.